We're going to continue with part two of the laws of Zimun. If everyone could pay attention. So the Gemara in Brachot, Daf Nun Gimel, talks about how it's a great mitzvah to be the leader of the Zimun, to be the mezamen, and it's a great opportunity. It brings blessing down, and you don't want to miss it. The Shulchan Aruch says that one who refuses when he's offered the opportunity to do a zimun, it's not considered a good thing. And so, as you guys are yeshiva guys, for sure next year, they're going to ask you to be the zimun leader. And for sure, when you go to houses on Shabbos, they're going to ask you to lead the zimun. So you got to know how to do that. In terms of who gets the right to do it first, so the first rule is a kohen. Because the pasuk says, v'kidashto, so we honor the kohen, we honor Holy Rav Daniel, Holy Rav Aaron, with the zchut to lead us. But even trumping that, higher than a Kohen is a Talmud Chacham. So if you have a clash between a Kohen and a Talmud Chacham, when he gets the Zchut, that's why you'll say Birshus, because you're asking permission from the Talmud Chacham, can I still lead the Zimun, even though really you should be? And hopefully he'll say yes. Here we have no problems, because our Kohenim are also Talmidei Chachamim, Baruch Hashem. And the third priority is a guest, meaning the Gemara talks about how they wanted to give the Zimun rights to the guest, because what does the guest then get to do? The Birchat Orech, very good. He gets to bless the host. By the way, sometimes in sitters they just have a little harachaman. It's better if you could say the whole blessing for the Orech that Chazal really enacted, that you should bless the home that you're eating in. So that's the order of precedence. In general, of course, if these people want to give the zchut to other people, technically they can. In terms of the nusach for the zimun, so Chazal didn't enact a specific language, so that's why Ashkenazim will say Rabotai Nevarech, gentlemen midos bless. Some people say Chavirai, Sfardim say Havlam and Avrech. It doesn't really matter. The main thing is we're gathering. What?
Grandfathers say
Rotan, Rotan, Benchin. Right. The Yiddish, Rotan, Benchin. It doesn't matter. The main point is that we should gather each other. There's no set nusach. However, after that, there is a nusach, Yishem Hashem Barach, and then the blessed responds, Yishem Hashem Barach, Metav Adolam, Rosh Hachal Mishalo. What a lot of people don't know is that even if you didn't join in eating, you're supposed to respond. You should say Amen, because when people bless, you should say Amen. And you should say Baruch Hum Baruch Shmo Tamid Le'olam Ve'ed if you didn't eat. There is a specific nusach. ideally, the mezamen should say the whole first bracha aloud. According to Ashkenazim, the zimun only ends at the end of the first bracha. And so you should say the whole first bracha. According to Sfardim, it ends at the zimun part. That's why for Ashkenazim, you wait until if you're not actually benching, you wait until the mezamen says hazana tekol, and then you can eat. But for Sfardim, they already can start eating right away. And also, ideally, the mezamen should either say the whole benching aloud, and everyone should say it together, suggest the pini halacha to awaken kavana, or at least he should be saying the ends of the brachas. So sometimes the mezamen just says that first bracha. It's a mistake. You really should go till the end. One final halacha. If there are three women around, then what a lot of people call a wuzumun, as a joke. But there is a halacha that women are also supposed to make a zimun. And the men, if there aren't three men around, there are two men around, you should join in with the women. Machlokas, or it's an obligation, or it's a mitzvah, but it's certainly something that we should encourage, that women should make a zimun. If there are three women and two men around, we should answer them according to the psak. Many rabbanim, including the Pnei Halacha. So have an amazing day. And if anyone wants zimun training, we can do zimun training, train you how to be an awesome mezamen afire anytime. I'm happy to do that with you.